I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 5,350 tons of hay trade compared to last week. New crop export alfalfa stayed at $10 higher. Trade moderate with good demand as new crop trading is gaining momentum. Exporters look for very good demand for new crop timothy, but no new sales reported yet. Retail and feed store hay steady. Alfalfa mid-squares premium quality for the export market sold from $140 to $168 per ton. Alfalfa on the premium small square bales for the retail stable market sold for $180 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was steady. Trade was moderate with good demand for new crop. Mid-squares are premium to supreme alfalfa, sold for $145 per ton with rain damage. Timothy grass mid-squares of fair to good quality for export sold for $175 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in an extremely limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In Harney County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold between $170 to $180 per ton, with premium to supreme selling for $160 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold between $180 to $215 per ton. Small squares of organic alfalfa rated fair sold for $110 per ton. Central Oregon, Klamath Basin, and Eastern Oregon had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.